Chapter 9. They left Julius Venture to explain their progress so far. Both Catherine and Harper himself seemed to assume that neither Robin nor Matt was much involved in the investigation. Matt could see that Robin was irritated by this, but although he was anxious to find his father, he was happy to leave the discussions to Venture. "Can I see this computer facility?" he asked Catherine. "Aren't you tired?"
"Not yet."
"All right, then," Catherine turned to Robin. "Are you interested in computers?"
"As a means to an end," she said.
"As tools? But not for what they are, not really, no." Robin yawned.
"I think I'll get some sleep if that's all right."
Catherine smiled.
"Fine. It's been a long day for you, I expect."
She turned back to Matt, so she couldn't see the face that Robin pulled in reply. It wasn't like Robin to be tired. Matt remembered she'd been up all the previous night, but she had slept on the plane, jet lag perhaps. After all, while it was early evening here, it was the middle of the night back home. An unobtrusive, polished wooden door under the main staircase turned out to be the entrance to a lift. Robin left them at the first floor, and Catherine and Matt continued up to floor 6. The lift door opened to reveal a bare stone passageway lit by electric wall lamps that were in the shape of burning firebrands. The lights flickered, sending shadows eerily back and forth across the pale stone floor and walls. A flight of stone steps emerged next to the lift, continuing up to the next level.
"He likes to contrast the old and the new, doesn't he?" Matt said, meaning Harper. "Mr. Harper sees technology as a way of unlocking and utilizing the mysteries of the ancients," Catherine said.
She led the way along the passage.
"A way of illuminating the past, literally so here."
She smiled at her own joke. Matt wondered if she ever actually dared to laugh. With the shadows and light flashing across her pale face and her platinum hair, she might almost have been made of ice. The passageway ended in a large door of dull metal studded with rivets. There was a keypad beside it, but Matt couldn't see what number Catherine punched in. The door sprang open.
"Wait here a moment,"
she seemed suddenly unsettled, as if she'd thought of something that should have occurred to her earlier.
"Let me check that,"
she hesitated.
That the staff aren't busy with something. There shouldn't be anyone here at the moment, not at this time, but I want to check, all right?"
Matt shrugged. "Okay." He waited in the passage, staring at one of the fake firebrands and trying to see how the flickering effect worked. There were half a dozen lights inside, each shining through a different section of the fake wooden stave. They flashed in what seemed to be a random sequence to create the effect of flickering flames, but in fact the pattern was repeated every so often. But since this light was not synchronized with any of the others, the pattern was obscured.